meets the Babbage family.
Oh, what a lovely feeling.
Whose lives play out on screen.
Family games night.
Birthdays, everyday chores, the chaos of daily life. For mum Courtney and kids Kyan, Ivy and Landon, it's all content for their followers.
Get ready with me because I've been lazy for the last week.
We use social media to connect as a family and teach rather than restrict.
It's also a place to learn.
Like business skills, communication skills.
And make decent money from live streaming to product endorsements.
This here is the Ybot S2 Solar Robotic Pool Cleaner.
I make mostly food content.
We're trying a Mexican hot rice dessert.
I like when they get lots of views. I'm just hoping that Krispy Kreme does a brand deal with me.
Despite the dangers lurking online, mum and dad insist their kids are safe.
I have full access over their accounts. We have a very open communication around social media, how to deal with trolls, how to deal with, you know, situations that may come up and that may be red flags.
Overall, there is strong support for the ban among Aussie parents, about 65 to 75%, depending on which poll you read. On the flip side, though, it suggests a quarter to a third of parents don't like it. That's a lot of families dreading December 10.
This is something that they've spent a lot of time and energy to get where they are, and now it's kind of just going to get ripped away from them.
I don't think the government is right taking it off us when we really believe that we're using it in a positive way.
Cybersecurity expert Luke Irwin believes the ban isn't going to work and expects a lot of kids will soon find a way around it.
As an example, a minor could roll out, could go and deploy what's called a virtual private network on their phone or on their laptop. That would let them say that their computer, which would normally be in Sydney, is now showing up in London or Los Angeles, which means that it's not restricted by the same geographic boundaries.
He says facial recognition technology is still unreliable and has serious concerns about data protection. Social media giants are about to take possession of a mountain of personal data. All the ID, like passports and driver's licences, that Australian users will submit to verify their age. And if the likes of Qantas, Optus and Medibank can't keep people's details safe, as we've seen in recent years, can we rely on social media companies to do any better?
I trust them with my information about as much as I trust my dog with an unguarded steak.
The Babbage family would like to see exemptions for children who can demonstrate that social media is a job.
Maybe getting permits, making sure that these children have ABNs and are registered on an employment capacity before just completely banning social media.
Anthony Albanese, I think he should rethink it.
But with only five more sleeps until the new law kicks in, that seems very, very unlikely. Tim McMillan, 7 News.